Okay, so my name is Andrew Davidov, and I'm actually with Exchange for more than 15 years and on protocol testing since 2008. What I'm going to talk about today is the way how we are going to test our protocol documents. It sounds strange that we test documentation, but Windows team actually developed quite a good methodology how to do that, and they have very intensive guidance which we follow, as well as Office team. So if you know anything about Windows test suites, Exchange test suites are going to be very similar to them. And I'm going to talk about test methodology, test suite design documentation. I think availability was already announced, but I'll talk about that. And I can answer some questions.
Are you part of the same organization that you test suites?
What was the question again?
Said that the test suites, if we know Windows test suites, it's going to be similar.
Yes,
so is that a part of the same organization in Microsoft, or it's a different organization?
We use the same team, third-party team, that the same team that develops test suites for Windows is working for us as well.
So it's the groups in China? And
yes,
and
it's Yano. It's group in Beijing.
Okay.
So what are test suites? They are automated tests, as I said, created for protocol validation. And we validate protocol documentation against our Microsoft implementation as one of implementations available for us. And we can use them to validate backward-forward compatibility, meaning that we can run them against different Exchange versions. They are architected to be configurable and modifiable by third-party developers, and can be used to test different scenarios. So there is some effort to make them really flexible. They're available today on Exchange PlugFest, and in the future we plan to release them directly to third-party implementers. Some terms that used in this area is TD means technical document or open specification. SUT is system under test. PTF is protocol test framework. This is something that comes with test suite. And TC is test case. We use Visual Studio to run them, to develop and run them. They're written in C#. And one of dependencies is that system under test adapter for third-party implementation may be needed. Test methodology, we focus on document, review documents for clarity, and test, as I said, against product documentation. The test approach is clean room environment, black box, with no access to product code. And the idea is to simulate product implementation, so protocol implementation. So the team that develops the test suite actually reads the document and implements the protocol the way how we believe third-party implementer will be doing that. We verify responses as part of protocol validation, and we can also view on the wire traffic using Netmon RPX for RPC traffic and Netmon parsers for non-RPC traffic. The suite runs on Windows, and system under test can be non-Windows, non-Microsoft platform. So high level overview how this is done. We take the technical document and derive English statements, which are requirements. Apply ambiguity review and then simulate implementation process. As a result, we get a test suite that actually tests assertions against the product, with focus being on accuracy. Here's an example of requirement. So if this is one of the examples, the document says that if content type is not a valid content type ID, the protocol server must return a SOAP exception. So each phrase like that, every normative statement in the document is being put in table like that, which gets quite big. And then test team analyzes if this is really test case. In this case, it is. And they're saying that they're going to validate it in the adapter. And I'm going to talk about adapter right here. So test suite consists of test cases, which are scenario-based. And test cases talk to two adapters, two pluggable adapters. One is protocol adapters, and another is system under test adapter. Protocol adapter basically generates what protocol is talking about. It is written on C#. It's not likely to be replaced by the third-party implementer. System under test adapter is used to configure or query system under test. Like example, if you need to reboot the server, this is where you do it. It's likely to be replaced, and we use PowerShell. As part of test suite release, we provide quite a bit of documentation with test deployment guide, test design specification, release notice, and server adapter class library, which is actually help file that helps describe API that needs to be followed. We provide some config files, and the purpose of that is to first specify server names, whatever is used in your environment. And second is to specify how the implementation handles statements like may and should, where it is really implementation dependent. And we provide a test result report so that it can be compared with what third-party implementation generates. Availability is going to be in January. We're going to release two test suites. We may have more, but we will have those two for sure, CRPC and CROPS. And they will be available for use during PlugFest. Questions? Okay.
The scope of the test? All of the ROPs? The RxC ROPs?
The question is, what was the scope of the test? Is it all ROPs? Yes and no. For RPC, it's RPC layer, whatever things that are described in MSOX CRPC. It actually should act as a stack foundation for ROPS, for MSOX CROPS test suite. So in fact, it is quite layered, meaning that RPC layer, then we have ROPS layer, and then we have things like folders, tables, messages, built on top of that.
So the question was about whether the OXC ROPS test suite will cover all 115, is it, ROPS that are listed?
It will cover that's a very interesting question. The way how Microsoft, Exchange documentation is written is that it is very layered. Obviously, we try to avoid having one huge document of like 3,000 or 4,000 pages that describes everything you can do with ROPS. So MSXC ROPS actually describe the layer. Then there is MSOXC fold, C message, and so on, which go in more details. There is also things like C notif is separate thing. So this test suite is going to go through ROPS layer, but it's not going to test to test things that are in depth described in documents that are on high level. We're working on those test suites as well. So we're going to have all Outlook Exchange protocols covered with test suites. Yes. But the question, I actually said that we are going to release test suite for MSXC ROP, and the question was what will be covered in that. It will not cover everything in all documentation set. It will cover what MSXC ROP talks about, which is about, I think, 300 pages doc. Other questions?
Yeah, so the question is, you have a system under test, which, you know, is maybe a proxy server or something. There's a system under test, which is your proxy server, maybe. But the, you know, external parts, which is the, you know, Exchange server or the Exchange so Outlook client, what about the, you know, authentication pieces like the Active Directory and any other sort of authentication pieces? Is that also part of the test suite? Or is that emulated as part of the test suite?
No, the test suite is actually the test suite is document based. The real reason why test suites were developed in the first place is to verify that the document which is published is accurate. We do use if it refers significantly normatively to other documents, we do test it.
I mean, suppose you know part of the test. Does actually having a correct authentication token going through the system, right? And maybe one test is that the authentication token isn't correct, you know, a failure happens. So you do have to simulate authentication to some degree, right?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Am I not making sense? Or maybe authentication is outside of the bounds of the testing?
Authentication is a very special subject, actually. It's not mentioned in the document, right? So if it's not mentioned in the document, we don't test it.
I understand that we will not have access to their source code, but will the test suite as such have, like, will it accept any input parameters, like, so that we could use it to, you know, run different variations of the same test case? So are the test cases going to be static? They cannot be like, we cannot run, modify the test cases and run them?
Can you please speak up?
Yeah, can the test case be configured or like they're static? Because I understand like access to the source code is not available, right?
Correct.
So the test cases cannot be configured in any way, like, are they are just static? It's just a static suit, or
I probably don't understand how it is related to access to source code.
No, I think what you said that you go to return the test case, they did not see the source code of actual implementation. They are probably based on the document.
So is your question about access to the test source code? So what he's asking about is in the test harness, there's essentially code that is used to test against Exchange, so, or I should say the document. So they would like to change it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Create different scenarios.
On PlugFest, It will be available, and you will be able to change it. But at the time, and eventually we'll make it available as a source code. We're just not going to release it now, the source code. But it will be available for you to tweak the test code to run against your implementation. Yes.
Thank you.
Can you comment on, like, how do you compare this suite in terms of coverage as supported today by LoadGen?
LoadGen is not part of this at all. LoadGen is a stress tool.
But doesn't it support, it supports the... It does issue a lot of those operations, right, ROPS?
LoadGen is not part of protocol testing at all. That's a short answer.
Okay.
And
but would you cover...
The long answer would be something that... you probably noticed that we never mentioned LoadGen, and there is a reason for that. LoadGen is the tool that let you answer the basic question. At least it was developed with this in mind. How many clients the server can support? It can generate a lot of load on the server and see what are stress points. So it is designed for that. It's not designed to prove the protocol document is correct.
Okay, so yeah, my question is then, so LoadGen, to generate the load, you know, it allows you to generate the load. It's got like a read operations, send operations, calendaring operations.
Yeah, sure.
So it does all of those operations.
Yes.
Your test suites that you're going to have, would they cover all of those operations exhaustively?
Yes, they will.
And more, right?
And more, hopefully, yes.
Okay.
There is... there's an interesting question about document completeness. So, assuming that protocol test, that protocol documentation set is complete, test suites will cover everything that Outlook and Exchange covers. And we are making really serious effort to make sure that it is complete.
And in terms of organization of the test suites, would you organize them by the use cases as defined in the AUX proto document, or would you have what sort of organization of the test suites are looking at? For example, you know, would you do your test suites for, you know, logging in and sending mail, receiving mail, calendaring?
Normally, protocol defines some sequence, what needs to happen. Right. You need to log on, and then you need to drill through hierarchy table and so on. So the suite will follow that. Will it mimic Outlook client? No. It is designed to make to verify how close the implementation is to this document.
So the document specifies wrap back off and wrap pending, wrap progress. Would you simulate all of those as well to create wrap backup?
And for that, actually, we sometimes have to break this black box approach and use some internal test hooks on the server, like to trigger this wrap backup, for example. It's very difficult to stress server to that point, test server to this point, without actually saying server, okay, do it. So, yeah.
Would those hooks be available to us during breakfast?
They will be part of the test suite. But they will work only against Exchange server. If it's third-party implementation, then the third-party implementation will need to provide similar hooks.
Right. So if they take the test suites back to our company, in our lab, would we be able to simulate the same environment. This is one other question he had. Yes. For example, configuring the IP addresses, that's a simple thing. And in terms of creating the wrap back offs in the server, we need to have the trigger points to generate wrap back off at the server.
Yes.
Would the test suites include those as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted clarity on one of his questions. He asked, like, will we be able to test server responses? So you said yes, right? We will also be able to test server responses using that.
Yes.
Right. Does that mean like you have a server counterpart or you have a server simulation or what?
Well, server response we are taking from Exchange server.
Right.
So we use test client against real server.
Right, but you may not be able to simulate all server responses using the test client. That was my question. Like, do you have a server-side simulation also so that we can easily generate all the server responses?
Will test suites cover things that happen under stress load? No. But like Rob Bekov, which is part of that, right? We will find a way to trigger it. I want to mention one thing, that those test suites are developed with a very narrow focus, verify documentation. So they may or may not work for solution like mine in the middle. They will do something, right? But I will never promise that they will, like, this will work. You probably will need to, like, for man in the middle solution, do something on your own and probably develop some targeted test suites. But again, having those test suites available should make this job easier. Because you have adapters, you will have a stack already implemented.
So this test suite is almost like a compliance test suite for
Correct.
Exchange protocols.
Yes, this is all compliance.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So one other question I think the other gentleman was asking was whether it will be testing the authentication piece of it. So you have Exchange test suites, then you have AD test suites like domain join, log on, log off. So now Outlook client, if you take a look, I mean, it's basically logging in, authenticating itself before it's doing the email. So these two test suites have to be somehow combined together, and there's interaction between these two. And
test suite working against Exchange server will have to do authentication, right? So it should be part of it, or it will not log on.
For example, for running these test suites, you require the encryption to be turned off? Is it required or not?
To run test suites, no. To view traffic, yes. Well, if you want to see traffic on the wire, right, using Netmono or RPX,
but test suites
you will need to turn off encryption.
Okay.
But test suite will work without man in the middle, without... you don't need to see the traffic on the wire to verify protocol.
Okay, so if you in the morning there was a discussion about adding a new plugin or adding a profile, different profile, so two profiles logging in at the same time, and there was a question about signed request, generating signed request on the wire. So this is something, a scenario that can happen during the protocol. The protocol itself is signing the data. Will the test suite simulate this scenario?
The test suite is using layers below it, or above, how you look. So we use normal RPC layer and let it do encryption. In other words, even if traffic on the wire is encrypted, the protocol, like MSOXC or PC, has nothing to do with this encryption. It's not even a part of this protocol. I understand that this is what you need. And what I'm saying is that you will not get it here. Okay? Thanks.